Hey, what might you call the piece of cloth that you use to wash your face with?
That's your wash rag.
Okay. And then after taking a bath, what would you use to?
Bath towel.
Okay. What would you call that valve at your sink that you use to turn?
That's your spigot.
Okay. How about if it was outside?
Well, this is spigot outside too, but this is inside. You would call that a Yeah.
How about if you had like a water barrel and had a little valve on it? Would that?
That would be a spigot in the bung.
A spigot in the bung?
Hey, you put have a barrel with a hole in it, you know, and you had those wooden ones that you dove in.
Yeah.
And you bore a bung in the barrel.
Mm-hmm.
What's called a bung.
Mm-hmm. What sometimes happens to a water pipe if it freezes? To get to
it'll burst.
Okay. What did molasses used to come in when you were younger in large quantities?
What?
Molasses?
In 30-pound, 30-gallon barrels,
mm-hmm.
mostly.
Mm-hmm.
30-gallon barrel, oak barrel.
Okay, what are the things that go around the barrel to hold the
hook?
If you were going to pour something in a bottle, is there some kind of gizmo that you might put in the top?
Funnel.
Okay. How was flour packed years ago?
Flour, years ago, used to come in barrels.
Mm-hmm.
Half a barrel or a barrel of flour.
Mm-hmm. How about sugar?
Sugar come in, that is in bags or barrels.
Okay.
I hold a many 500 barrel of pound barrel of sugar. I used to drive a transfer line out of Tampa.
Oh, you did? Gross.
I was a driver. Held the record as long as I stayed on there, handling more freight for the company than any man that they had ever hired in one day.
How long did you, in one day?
Yeah.
Wow. How much was it?
I can't remember the tonnage it was. But in that day and time, we had a 15-mile speed limit on the road.
15?
15. 15 miles, loaded or empty. And I was driving an old international truck with solid tires.
Solid tires?
Pulling a trailer, yeah. Solid rubber tires. And make two round trips every day to Tampa, from Plant City to Tampa. And I got stopped just this side of Sefton one time. Old L.M. Hires and old Preston Smith was a motor cop, a speed cop on the road. And he pulled me down there on that long stretch this side of Sefna there. They had it measured, you know, and had stopwatches. So he pulled me up and I was pulling a heavy loaded truck and trailer. And he allowed 4,000 pounds to the truck and 4,000 pounds to the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the weight you carry. Pulled up there and stopped. And with them old solid tires and all, it wasn't easy to start and stop one of them things.
Not at all.
Pulled up there, he flagged me down, I stopped. He walked up there, he's a cockeyed looking old rascal. Finally become high sheriff of Hillsborough County.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked up at me and he says, "Butch," he said, "do you know the speed limit on this road?" I said, "Yes, sir, 15 miles an hour." He said, "You better slow that thing down a little bit. I checked in here, clocked in here at 16 miles an hour." He ought to been shot. Driving and stopped you on a thing like that. Yeah. And I was in the courthouse one morning to get my chauffeur's license. Preston Smith come in there with an old man. judge was there. He says, "Officer, what's the charge?" He says, "I caught this man out here on Bayshore Boulevard driving like a madman." I'll never forget those words. Said he was driving 40 miles an hour, just like a madman. He said, "Take $25 off of him or put him in jail." Never have forgot that. And 40 miles an hour. Now they say they don't drive less than 40 miles an hour on most of these roads.
What did they say?
Well, if they catch you, they'll stop you. Now, there's one old man that lives way down here. Old fellow dead and gone now.